Right now, inside that digital alarm clock sitting right next to your bed, there could be an entire colony of insects just breeding, completely unnoticed.
Yeah, and like when they finally spill out, stomping on them is definitely not going to save you.
Yeah, definitely not. So we are the pest control experts from J. Roy Best Control, and our mission today is really to just strip away the myth that cockroaches are, just a gross little annoyance.
Right, because they are so much more than that. We are getting into the actual biology of an infestation, why those store-bought sprays are probably making things worse, and when you absolutely need the pros.
Exactly. Because it's funny, how people treat a roach sighting. They just squash it, wipe down the counter, and think, well, problem completely solved.
But a single roach is not some lone wolf wandering around. It
Aye.
is it's more like the exhaust smoke coming from this massive hidden engine just roaring away inside your drywall.
Oh, man. That is a terrifying analogy. It's really like an iceberg, right? You only see that tiny fraction above the surface.
Yeah, and the hidden part is pumping out serious health hazards. I
Right.
mean, we are talking about active vectors for things like salmonellosis, cholera, and listeriosis.
Which is terrifying on its own, but the part that always just completely gets me is the air quality. You don't even have to touch them to get sick.
Oh, absolutely. The airborne threat is incredibly insidious. As that hidden colony grows, their droppings, the shed exoskeletons, and their dried saliva, it all breaks down into microscopic particles.
Just floating around your house.
Exactly. And when you breathe that in, it triggers severe asthmatic reactions and allergies.
Yeah.
You'd be struggling to breathe, and the actual culprit is living behind your baseboards.
Wow. So how do you actually know when you've got a full-blown infestation? I know seeing them in broad daylight is a massive red flag, but why is that? Do they just get bold?
Not bold, just desperate. Roaches are strictly nocturnal, right? So if you see them scurrying across your kitchen floor at noon, it is because the prime real estate inside your walls is completely full.
Wait, really? So they are literally being forced out?
Yeah, the colony is so overcrowded that the weaker roaches are physically being shoved into the light. And their droppings contain pheromones that actively attract even more roaches to those spots.
Okay, see, my first instinct then is to run to the hardware store, buy the most expensive spray, and absolutely douse the room. Why wouldn't that work if I just use a ton of it?
Because those contact sprays, well, they only hit the scouts, the few roaches forced out into the open. You are missing like 90% of the population.
Right, so you're just getting the desperate ones.
Exactly. And it gets worse. Those chemical sprays act as repellents, causing this reaction called scattering. You essentially terrify the survivors and drive them much deeper into your home structure.
Oh, so you just play a gross game of hide and seek, making them harder to reach.
Yeah. That is why professional intervention is required. Specifically using insect growth regulators, or IGRs. Instead of just poisoning adults, an IGR mimics their natural hormones and physically halts the breeding cycle.
Oh, wow. So it tricks the young nymphs so they can't mature or reproduce?
Exactly. You have to break that biological cycle, especially since urban roaches have built up chemical immunities to off-the-shelf bug sprays anyway.
That makes total sense. And breaking that reproduction cycle is critical. I mean, take the German roach. One single female and her offspring can produce 30,000 roaches in 1 year.
30,000 from one bug.
Yeah.
It's wild. And they love kitchens and bathrooms, right where we prep food.
So gross.
And, you also have the American roach, which is notorious for traveling up through municipal sewers and drains.
Oh, stop. I can't even imagine the filth they drag in. It's like those oriental roaches, the ones people call water bugs, hanging out in damp decay and spreading dysentery.
Right. But going back to that alarm clock scenario, that is the brown-banded
Yeah,
roach.
those are the ones that hide in dry places, like bedrooms, right?
Exactly. While others need water, they prefer high, dry locations and will nest inside warm electronics. They lay pill-shaped egg cases called oophakae, holding dozens of nymphs right in your appliances.
That completely upends the idea that you are safe just because you don't eat in bed, spreading allergens right where you sleep.
Yeah, the threat is literally everywhere.
The next time you spot a single roach scurrying across your floor, you have to ask yourself, is it just a lone wanderer, or are the walls around you simply out of room?
For professional help, call J. Roy Pest Control at 901-902-2109.